Canada to ensure that our infrastructure is maintained at our standards. Just a brief overview. Florida is a decentralized state. We have 8 different districts, including the Turnpike Enterprise. We have over 12,000 center lane miles, over 42,000 lane miles, 6,500 state bridges, local roads, 107,000 transit rail. You can all see that, 14 CH. Just kind of give you an overview of the size of Florida. This is DOT, FDOT's mission statement. I kind of wanted to put that up there because it does, in that mission statement, it says safe transportation system, mobility of people and goods, and preserves the quality of our environment and communities. Now, those are the key things in Florida. We focus on safety, preservation, and mobility. That's right there in the mission statement. The prevailing principle to guide our investment, this is straight out of the Florida statutes, 334.046, is preservation and safety, economic competitiveness, and mobility. What I'm going to be talking about is the preservation portion of that. And again, this is straight out of Florida statutes, 334.046. Our goals and objectives of the preservation, so we ensure 80% of the pavement on our state highway system meets our department standards. We ensure that 90% of the department maintained bridges meet department standards. And we also ensure that we achieve 100% of our acceptable maintenance standards in the state highway system. Again, that's right in the Florida statutes. A lot of states don't have that in their statutes. That's one great benefit that Florida has. It's what we need the funding for. It's right there in the statutes. So the funding for maintenance in our preservation system comes right off the top, and then whatever is left goes to capacity projects. So that ensures that our system is always maintained at the levels that we want it maintained. We do have a performance measurement system to ensure that we're meeting our standards. This is called PV Views. That kind of the green highlight there is a segment that I'm going to talk about on the highway, where we talk about performance measures for pavement, we target 80%, bridge condition, 90%, and again, maintenance condition, if you're looking for an MRP of 80, you want to always have 100% of that MRP 80. Those are from the 2007 targets. I'll show you some more of that in a little bit. Another resurfacing program, which is our pavement program. We do an annual condition survey. We check for ride, crack, and rutting. We do that annual survey. And as part of a FDOT's operating policy, it's that we resurface at least 5.6% of the state highway system every year. And that's basically assuming that life expectancy is 18 years on our pavements. If we get 18 years, it comes out to 5.6%. We'd have to do every year to ensure that our pavements are always basically resurfaced and they reach the end of their service life. Again, this is tracking it since 97 to 2007, 10 years. You can see the chart that the bars below that we pretty much always met to 5.6% every year, usually exceeding it. That's including a resurfacing program, any other additional incidental ones, other capacity projects. Currently at 84% of our roadways meet our standards. Again, this is just a projection out to 15-16. We project out what we feel we're going to get. And you can see it's somewhat declining. And that's just based on cost increases and what's in our work program with our revenue reduction. We're going to cut back on it some. So it is showing a decline in our pavements. But we're still meeting our target of 80%. For the bridge replacement program, we have 2 different types of replacements. These are both policies within DOT for strength replacement. It's basically once the bridge becomes structurally deficient or weight posted, it has to be programmed for replacement within 6 years. For economy replacements, that's where the bridge is just more economical to go ahead and replace it than to do the repair we have because it's basically near the end of its service life. Those have to be programmed within 9 years. This ensures that our bridges are always replaced on time. Again, this is just the current number of bridges that we have deficient, less than 1%. We currently have about 55 bridges that are structurally deficient in the state of Florida. All 55 are currently programmed for replacement in the next 5 years. far as the budget allocation for bridge replacement, it's allocated by geographic districts, by central office, form of bridge maintenance, repair, and rehabilitation. Again, budget replacement is controlled by central office. And the turnpike, they set their own budget for maintenance and repair, but they do follow the department criteria for replacement. It's the turnpike kind of some of their money, so they get the money to do what they want for the budget. And then there's some turnpike people in here, so yeah, there's Jennifer. The bridge repair program. Again, this isn't structurally deficient bridges. These are just the number of bridges that need some type of repair work done on them. We track those as well. Currently for 06, 07, expecting 292 bridges that needed work to be done on them.
34,
about 5% of the bridges. The bridge routine maintenance. Basically, the funding for this comes from the inventory. It is condition of the bridge is not considered. Again, it's just routine maintenance. So you're doing routine maintenance on all your bridges, depending on what the condition is. These funds are part of the district maintenance budget, which is allocated out to the district maintenance engineers. And they basically have full autonomy with this money. If they want to take that money and spend it on mowing the grass, they can. They don't have to take the money they're out there to mowing grass and spend it on bridges. So they have the flexibility to use that money when they feel the best for them. These are just some examples of the inventory-based funding. You can take a percentage of the trips to the joints, sometimes the unit cost, or any of those. That's just some of the examples of how we come up with that funding that's allocated to the district. Some of the controls that we have in place, the bridge work orders that are identified through the process of bridge inspection. We do track this in QARs. We go out to every district and do a QA on them. It's based on the time for completing the work order. 100% of the emergency and urgent work orders have to be completed on time. And 90% of all routine work orders have to be completed on time. And then that's something we go out every year and we QA every district to ensure that they are in time. For the bridge repair funding, this is for periodic maintenance, not routine maintenance. Funds have to be used for that purpose when it's allocated to the district. It cannot be used for mowing grass or anything like that. These projects are entered and charged into a FM system. It's allocated based on fixed cost allocation and they call it a free allocation. Essentially, some of the three systems, painting, fenders, and movable bridges. Based on the tonnage of structural steel, bridges and fender systems, and then the number of movable bridges in each district. And the approximate fixed cost is $46 million statewide, allocated out to the district based on this. The other $20 million, $5 million is just discretionary that's controlled out of my office and central office. It's just allocated to the district for unusual projects. The other $15 million is allocated based on the deck area of bridges in fair and poor condition. That's an MBI rating of 5 or 4. So actually, they will start receiving funding for bridges at a 5 before they become structurally deficient. So they can actually start doing repairs to the bridge before it becomes structurally deficient to improve it. Again, DOT, over the past 20 years, has set a priority on funding preservation for bridges and highways. Policy was set by the executive board. Analysis performed based on chronic condition state data. And, yesterday there was a presentation that was given on the life of the bridge. But we did do a deterioration model created for doing deterioration of the bridge with or without the repairs being done, which occurred at that. I'm sitting here in the audience. The analysis showed that the bridge repair program saved approximately, it's actually a gross savings of over $70 million per year. The net savings was about $10 million, over $10 million. But this doesn't include user cost savings, construction related safety, et cetera. So there's other cost savings, we put it well over the $10 million, probably closer to the $70 million if you want to include the user cost savings. Again, our maintenance rating program. It's our MRP where we evaluate the maintenance of the roadways. Look at 5 different elements: roadway, roadside, traffic services, drainage, and vegetation aesthetics. Again, the objective here, performance measures we track ourselves on is 100% of the state highway system has to meet the MRT level of 80. We're currently at 86 for this past year, so exceeding that compliance. Again, what we'll do with this, when we go out to the QAs, we'll take the MRP scores and they're compared with the actual work effort and the maintenance yards to ensure that they have a low MRP and a certain characteristic that maintenance yard is actually putting an effort towards increasing that score. So when we do our budget, they have a planned amount of work that they should be doing on that characteristic. And we'll ensure if they have an MRP less than 80 in that characteristic, that they're doing at least 100% of that work, if not more, to improve that MRP. And vice versa, when there's areas where they have a high MRP, they can be doing less. We'll just take the funding for that high one and put it to the areas where they need it. Again, it gives the district the flexibility to put the money where they need it. It's just a run out of that report. See when you have percent of complete versus plan in the third column, right? And the MRP scores in the two right columns for each of the different maintenance activities. So in summary, preservation has been a top priority in Florida statute since 1999, and within FDOT well before that, for the past 20 years, it's been a priority. The investment in preservation program includes accountability for performance measures, sound investment with solid returns. This graph just shows since 96, by having those policies and performance measures in place, you can achieve those standards. I think that, to me, that speaks volumes that we've always achieved over 90% of our bridges, over 80 in our MRP, and over, well, there was 1 year we got delivered 80% on paving. But overall, I mean, that just shows how if you have it, if it's measured, it's done. If it's there, it'll get done. You just need to get it in place. And the Florida statutes and the policy and the DOT has got to start from the top and work its way down. Any questions? Do you want to pick at the end or do you want to pick now? A
couple of questions. Okay. And who are you and who are you with?
I'm with Pedro Flores.
Okay.
Excellent.
Any
Actually, our maintenance program, his question was, did we privatize any of our maintenance program? Our maintenance program is 80% privatized. We only do 20% of our work in-house.
Now, when you say it's privatized,
it's 40% of it is done through asset maintenance.